Welcome on into the USA Medical Podcast. It's noon on Monday, and I'm excited to be here. As always, we are live on TikTok streaming. If you are listening on the podcast, on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you're listening, please join us on TikTok for the live broadcast so we can get some questions answered. And if you're joining on TikTok for the first time, what's up? My name is Jake. I host the USA Medical Podcast. I'm a health and fitness coach. I talk about nutrition, wellness, all the nisses, right? All the wellnesses and the nutritionnesses and the, you know, the nisses. Whatever you need, I'm here to answer your questions. So please drop some comments here on TikTok. Michaela Benzi said, do you feel a vegan diet is better than one that is omnivorous? No, I don't. And there's a couple reasons as to why. So first of all, a vegan diet doesn't really have any backing as far as nutrition goes. When I was taking my nutrition certification, there was really no reason for the vegan diet other than religious reasons or lifestyle reasons. So what that means is if you are choosing to be a vegan, it's a difficult process, right? You don't get access to the easiest nutrition, you know, the highest nutrient dense foods, you know, eggs, high nutrient dense. Red meat, chicken and fish, high nutrient dense. Honey, very high nutrient dense. So all these things that are highly nutrient dense, you're missing out on. So to be a vegan really is a challenge. And I don't recommend anyone that does not have a religious or lifestyle reason try the vegan diet. I would much rather someone go vegetarian or plant-based. You know, whatever allows the most nutrients to get into your body every day. Tez Dog said, at the end of the day, how does this help the orphans? You know, I don't think it does. And that's the truth. You know, I don't think anything we're doing here helps the orphans. And that's just the truth. Tez Dog. But yeah, the vegan diet is really difficult. And, you know, I don't think, you know, for people that are doing it, a lot of them struggle with protein synthesis, getting enough amino acids in their diet to actually allow their body to build protein and to actually build muscle. So making sure you get complete proteins is crucial. You know, a complete protein is all of the amino acids. When you just eat peanut butter, there's not all of the amino acids in order to actually get that complete protein. Michaela said, thanks. What makes those animal nutrient dense when they solely eat plants but not humans? That's a good question. So, you know, I think a bit of a oversimplification is just looking at what animals eat and therefore the nutrients they have, right? Think about an egg, okay? An egg has all of the required nutrients to create life, right? All the proteins, the coenzymes, all the different, you know, the different nutrients that needs to exist for that egg to become a chicken. So why is an egg healthy to us? Well, because it has all of the different nutrients we need, right? It has all of those enzymes and coenzymes. And more importantly, it has those building blocks, those amino acids to allow your body to then take them in, deconstruct them, and then resynthesize new muscle, new protein. So again, the animals, we're literally eating what we need. They have the literal protein building blocks of life. Hope that makes sense. And I Love You 3000 said, what is the best eggs to get? I recommend a pasture-raised, so not pasteurized, but pasture-raised, so chickens that are raised in a pasture outdoors, and soy-free, so chickens that were not fed soy meal are the best eggs, in my opinion. But hopefully that answers kind of the vegan versus omnivore diet. Someone asked vegan versus carnivore diet. You know, same answer. Carlos, I'd love to hear why you disagree with that. You know, I'd love to know your reasoning there. But carnivore versus vegan, same general concept. I don't think we should be doing all carnivore or all vegan or all plant-based. The whole thing that I speak about here is a holistic, balanced approach to nutrition, to dieting, to life. So Mackie, as a vegetarian, do you feel you get all of your protein? Do you get enough amino acids every day? And how's your energy levels? I feel like a lot of vegans and vegetarians struggle with energy levels because they don't get, you know, all of the necessary nutrients. And there's a lot of ways you can help supplement that. But in general, I think there's just a lot of, you know, lack of energy. So, you know, that's, to me, it's all about, you know, your gut feeling. Do you guys trust your gut? Do you trust what you believe? Well, if you believe that the vegan diet is better for you, okay, great. Let's explore that. Do you feel better when you eat vegan versus when you eat meat? Okay, if you do, great. Let's explore that. When you eat certain vegetables, do you feel better? Do you feel worse? And now we can figure out, okay, some vegetables have more B vitamins. Some vegetables have more magnesium. Some have more, you know, all these different vitamins and micronutrients, right? Figuring out what foods do best for your body is part of the process, right? It's up to you to figure out what feels best inside your body. No doctor and no guy on TikTok can tell you what's best for your body. You got to figure that out for yourself. So I'm just here to help answer questions and hopefully clarify a little bit about, you know, the different versions of diets and how to get the most nutrients out of them. Wagtail asked, any tips to boost your immune system before traveling and flying? Definitely. So one of my favorite immune boosting techniques is using black seed oil. I've mentioned this on the podcast and on my TikTok a few times before. Black seed oil is one of the most incredible boosts to your immune system I've ever seen. And I don't even sell it, right? If you go to USA Medical, I don't sell black seed oil. I just love it so much. The Prophet Muhammad actually said that the black seed can cure every disease except for death. That's in the, you know, so a lot of Muslims will use black seed oil to treat most diseases, and it really works. So I really, really recommend if you're traveling or if you just, you know, have the sniffles or feel sick, try some organic black seed oil and see how fast you feel better. It's really great stuff. Beyond that, some other things you can try. Adding more magnesium to your diet's always good. You can take an immune boost capsule, and if you go over to USA Medical, there's actually a sale right now, buy two, get one free on immune boost capsules. So those are really great as far as overall immune health, but like I said, I don't even sell black seed oil, and it's my number one recommendation. Love black seed oil. Let me read through some of these comments. Michaela said, I could get sick if I returned to a vegetarian diet, consuming eggs or dairy after being vegan. I mean, who told you that, right? Like, why do you believe that? I think definitely it's possible that if your body is not used to something for a long period of time, you can have a negative reaction to it, but slowly reintroducing things to your diet would be more beneficial in the long run versus, you know, that short-term maybe stomach sickness, right? Eating one egg will it's very unlikely that would cause any trauma to your system. But again, do what's best for you. If you believe to your core and you believe in your gut that eggs are bad for you or dairy is bad for you, well, I can't convince you otherwise, right? That's your belief. And, you know, our argument doesn't really help anything. I want to just show you that, you know, there are better ways to get nutrients. And I think that's worth exploring some of those other ways. Serena asked me, what's my opinion on eating carbs from pasta, bread, etc. So the best source of carbs are fruit. Fruit is easily digested by your system. It's very quickly used by your system, and your system loves fruit very much. So I always think that eating fruit is the best way to go about getting carbs and energy and all that. I'm just curious. So what's up, Robin? I saw you said hi. Jamie, I don't know what that means, but I'm here for you, whatever you need. And Michaela, gotcha. I don't think you would get sick if you tried dairy. Again, I think it's just a slow reintroduction to your body. Wild Mellow Tonic said, processed carbs cooked are a carcinogen. That's kind of not true. You know, are you telling me that white rice, that when cooked, becomes carcinogenic? I don't think so, right? Robin McQueen said, I need something. What are we talking about? Whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about food, diet, exercise, vegan versus carnivore, omnivore, right? Eggs, dairy. We're just talking about stuff. We're having a good time. I'm getting a call from Tennessee, and my phone's going to fall right now. Yep, that's going to be a problem. Let's see if my phone can stay put. Might be a little askew. Yeah, we're gonna have a little bit of an askew phone for the rest. Oh, there it goes. I ordered a tripod today, so hopefully this gets better. What's my opinion on celery juice? I mean, it's kind of a nothing juice, right? There's not really any nutrients in there. Is it good as far as a base goes for like a juicing cleanse? Maybe, but it's really kind of nothing. Where do you get black seed oil? I'm going to Europe in September and want to take that. I just get it online. You know, I can't say the word, the A to Z word, but I go there. I shop on there. So I think it's a good place to go. Just find a USDA organic certified black seed oil product. And guys, hey, if you're viewing and having a good time, if you can do me a huge favor, just like the broadcast, just like this TikTok real quick. It shows TikTok we're having a good time and that you're enjoying your time here. So just press the screen, like it a few times. Michaela, any information on, oh geez. Awesome. Awesome. No chance this one records. We're just offline. Lost connection. That's fun. Good connection regained. We're back. Hello. Any information on soy, specifically soybean? I love edamame, but there's so much conflicting info. So for women, I don't think soy is a problem at all. I think women can eat soy as much as they want, and there's no question about it. Soy is one of the best, or it is the only vegan way to get all of your amino acids. So as far as like the vegan diet goes, or vegetarian diet goes, soy is awesome, right? It has a ton of amino acids. However, for men, I don't recommend it because it does increase estradiol production and it does lower testosterone production. So I think, you know, for women overall, soy is great. For men overall, avoid soy as much as possible. Robin said, what's my opinion on coconut water? It's a, you know, more nutrient dense liquid than, you know, straight water is, so that's good. Some people say it's more hydrating. I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, spring water, mineral water, those are all going to hydrate you plenty, and I don't think you need to optimize for coconut water in your diet, but, you know, it's not bad for you. I don't have a negative opinion. Kino, if you're a man, I would say avoid soy, definitely. If you want more testosterone, if you want, you know, more energy, more power, definitely avoid soy. I love you 3000 said, how much vitamin D3 do we need per day, in my opinion? So I don't think we should take any D internally. You should get all your vitamin D from the sun. So go for walks, be outside, just allow your body to create vitamin D. Think of it this way. If you're in the sun for even a half an hour a day, your body can make up to 6,000 IU of vitamin D. That's way more than you're going to get from a pill, right? So just get outside, get some sunlight, and your vitamin D production will be very, very heightened for that day. So make sure you get outside. Michaela asked me, do I think sea moss is healthy? You know, I've answered this a few times. I don't really have an opinion on it. I think it's high in iodine, which is good. A lot of people don't get a ton of iodine in their diet, so it's not a bad way to get iodine. But beyond that, I mean, are there a bunch of micronutrients that are good? Maybe, you know, I think it's possible. But like you said, it depending on the condition of the sea, where they get it from, how they farm it, how they harvest it, it can all be different. So, you know, I don't personally take any sea moss, but I see the benefit of it. Kino, I was just saying that when you eat soy, it increases your estrogen production and decreases test production. So overall, if women eat soy, it's generally better for them. If men eat soy, it's generally worse for us. But there's a lot of science. There's a lot of other, you know, specifics within that we can talk about. Robin McQueen said, what's my opinion on apple juice? Apple juice is kind of a sugar drink. There's not really any benefit to it. It's pretty much just sugar. So I don't drink it. I wouldn't have my kids drink it. But if it's tasty and you like it, have a glass here and there. I guess in my overall opinion. Guys, it's about 12:15 here on the West Coast. I got about 15 minutes left. Any questions you got? If this is your first time here, we are currently doing this live. This will be on Spotify, Apple Music, all over the place. You know, this is the USA Medical Live podcast, and my name is Jake Crossman. I also am the director of USA Medical. We do CBD, CBG, vitamins, magnesium supplements. So please check out USA Medical if you need any kind of vitamin supplements, magnesium, CBD. Everything that I sell is lab tested, made in the USA, certified. Genuinely, it's the best. Everything that I sell, I made for me. I wanted the best, so I made it for me, and now I sell it. So please check it out if you need anything. And also, there's always a sale going on. Today, there's a buy two, get one free sale on CBG. So check it out. What's my opinion on nitric oxide supplements? I would need to know why you want to take one. If you don't have a reason, I wouldn't take one. Robin McQueen, what's my opinion on different types of water? So I drink lots of spring water. I don't ever drink tap water. I think tap water is dangerous. If you look up your local water report, you can see all the contaminants in tap water. It's disgusting. So really avoid tap water as much as you can. User 875 says that they take sea moss and it's amazing. That's great. I mean, if you take sea moss and you feel great, great. Keep doing it. Robin, like tap water, like water from your tap, like from your like spout, like just like sink water. In the USA, all tap water is gross. Don't drink it. Hi from Ireland. What's up, Dom? How you doing? I'm in the US, obviously. Michaela, is it okay to have dessert once a day or limit it to once per week or less? That's a question you got to answer for yourself. You know, if you are working out every day, if you have a lot of energy output and you're starving and you can afford the extra calories, the extra fat calories, go for it. I mean, who am I to tell you what to eat, right? That's not my job. My job is to help you understand that the things you eat affect your body, both physically, mentally, spiritually, right? The things we eat change how we feel about ourselves, about the world around us. So putting in more good foods helps us feel better. Putting in more bad foods helps us feel worse, right? Garbage in, garbage out. Good in, good out. Very simple. Well water can be great. If you get an actual test done on your well, just make sure you get a test done, right? Have an actual water report done on your well. Make sure that there's no contaminants, no lead, no mercury, no arsenic, no cadmium 5. Make sure it's all clean, and then you can drink it. What are your thoughts on high alkaline water or reverse osmosis versus spring? So I think spring water is always going to be better. And I think high alkaline is good. It helps with blood viscosity. So it'll help your blood flow better. It'll help your heart pump blood easier. So I think it's good. And then Lori, I've never had Propel water. I think that's just mineral water, right? They add like magnesium, potassium, and sodium into it. So it's better than drinking, you know, distilled water or non-mineral water, but I would probably rather just get a spring water. Arthur asked me, do I like salads? Yeah, I like salads. Michaela, I'm glad you had a good time. Please come on back next time. And if you need any kind of vitamins or supplements, like I said, check out USA Medical. Robin, what is my opinion on soda? I avoid it. I don't drink any soda, and I'm pretty anti-diet soda, too. I think diet soda is bad. I think regular soda is bad. I mean, in general, sugar and, you know, all the different dyes and all the different, you know, additives, I don't think it's great. Propel adds flavors. I mean, then, yeah, if they're flavoring it, there's probably some kind of chemicals or dyes or sugars that I don't really want in my diet, but it's up to you, right? You make your own choices. If you think you like it, that's great. Arthur, you've been grounding for a year. That's awesome. I love grounding. I ground like every day. If you guys are watching and don't know what grounding is, Mama Goats, thanks for that rose. I appreciate you very much. I ground every day. When you ground, you take your shoes off and you stand on the earth, like grass or dirt or sand or the ocean, right? Because what we do all day, we wear shoes and we're in our house all day and we never touch the earth. So when you touch the earth, when you ground, it actually discharges free radicals from your body. So ROAS, reactive oxidative species, it discharges those from your body because the earth has a negative charge. So it's a nice way to get rid of oxidative stress. Queen, I can't afford special waters. Can I drink from refrigerator, maybe boil it? You don't need to boil your water. Listen, that's not going to do anything. The problem is what's in that water. So wherever you live, do a water report. I live in Glendale. So I search Glendale, California, local water report. Wherever you live, if you live in Tulsa, Alabama, search Tulsa, Alabama water report, and it'll tell you what's in that water. If it's all good, it's all good. If it's not, I would consider making the small investment into new water because it's pretty cheap. Mama goats, thanks for your kind words. I appreciate that. And I'm glad you ground daily. It's amazing. Fresno, Cali, yikes. I would not drink that water. I would not drink that water. I live in LA, so I wouldn't drink that water. Robin McQueen, what is your opinion on flavored water? If you need to drink flavored water to get off of soda, do it, right? Flavored water is way better than drinking soda or, you know, sports drinks, all these things. But, you know, getting to the point where you just drink unflavored regular water, that's the best. Arthur, your city has the best water. Where do you live? I want to come visit you. And guys, if you're enjoying this, having a good time, do me a favor. Just like the screen real quick. Just tap the screen. Throw out some likes. It helps TikTok know we're having a good time. Tells TikTok you like me and I like you. We're a big old happy family. Put your left foot in, your right foot out. Shake it one or two times. That was the right song, right? What is a good amount of time to ground when getting over the vid? I ground for about a half an hour every day. I just like getting outside, right? I just like to be outside. So I get outside, I take off my shirt, I just ground, I get some sunlight, just be outside. Queen of Cali, what am I looking for in the water report? Good question. So look for contaminants. It'll say all the different contaminants. So mercury, arsenic, cadmium 5, lead, industrial runoff, human waste, radioactive waste, right? These are all things to look for. Robin, thanks for being here. Have a great day. See you later. Guys, any other questions you got? Anything else? We got about 5 minutes left. I will answer any questions you want. It should not be on cement. It should be on dirt or grass or sand, the ocean, you know, whatever is actually the earth, right? You want to actually touch the earth, not just a man-made slab of concrete. Queen of Cali, thank you so much for the kind words. Michaela, thank you for the kind words. Kino, saucing for white rice. I mean, listen, I don't really add too much sauce to my rice. Maybe some salsa, chipotle, you know, like sour cream, white rice, some corn salsa. It's a good move. Guys, anything else before we leave? One more time. My name is Jake Crossman. This is the USA Medical Live podcast. So we're live right now on TikTok, and then later we'll have this podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever else you listen to podcasts. I'll be there. And please check out my website. USA Medical is where we do vitamins, supplements, ashwagandha, turmeric, magnesium, all the good stuff, all lab certified, all organic, all GMO free, and everything has a 100% money back guarantee. If you're not satisfied, I'm not satisfied. Let me know. We'll get you your money back and we'll make you feel better. So please check out USA Medical. It would mean a lot to me. What are my thoughts on ashwagandha? I love ashwagandha. It actually is a testosterone booster. So Kino just asked me how can you boost testosterone? Definitely try ashwagandha. Check out USA Medical. Look up our ashwagandha, and there's tons of information on how that works and how it helps. Mama Goats, I have great soaps, lotions, bars, and deodorants. Check out my goats. There you go. Lori Chansey, vitamins to help lose weight. That's not really how vitamins work. I think CBD really helps your appetite, and CBD will help your body to not crave bad food as much. But in general, there's not really a vitamin or a pill to take to lose weight. It's more just less calories, more energy output. Arthur Kinson 82, you're the man. USA Medical Shop, that's it. Go check it out. Guys, that's where I'm going to end this broadcast. One more time, my name is Jake Crossman. I'm the director of USA Medical. Please check out USA Medical for all your hemp extract, vitamin, and supplement needs. And check out the USA Medical TikTok. We're on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, everywhere there is social media, I am. So please, thanks for being here once again. My name is Jake. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.